Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on the 7th day of April in 2018. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business, is built upon is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found either on my primary website, anticorruptionsociety.com, or my secondary site, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. There's also an IDH program links page on anticorruptionsociety.com where you can locate links to many of the topics we discuss on the show. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It's a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab. The 10th edition is near completion and will be soon available. So many new ideas and strategies have been added. In fact, so many have been added, it's recommended that you replace your previous editions of Lawfully Yours with this one when it's ready. This guide contains so many valuable tools for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, tonight I'd like to share with listeners some thoughts about that amazing document, grim as it was, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. If you haven't read it, you're really out of the loop. You don't know what's going on, and you really won't be able to defend yourself. You have not the tools and knowledge necessary to learn how to fight back because you won't be aware of this ongoing war. It was an amazing document. It first showed up publicly, I believe, in Bill Gordon, Bill Cooper's book, The Pale Horse. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Ken, do you remember that? Oh, Behold a Pale Horse. That's it. It was in that book. So he was the first one who exposed it, and he was a former Navy intelligence officer. Since then, yep, Bill Cooper, thanks. Since then, it has been circulated all over the place. It's on my website, on the homepage. Again, if you haven't read it, you need to read it. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about defense strategies for the quiet wars that are being waged against us. A group of us, after having read that, noticed that there was a section in there where they explained how in this war they were going to deploy elements of what is called the trivium. Now, the trivium, that could get quite complex, so I'm going to just simplify it. The trivium was the name for the lower division of the liberal arts and covered the first three arts, grammar, logic, and rhetoric. Also known as the elementary tree. These three disciplines were learned alongside each other and helped students create a system of thinking that is clear and consistent. Grammar answers the basic questions of who, what, where, and when. Logic answers why, and rhetoric answers how. So we decided to go through Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and apply these concepts and see how this thing was put together, how it's being conducted, and where we might find strategies to oppose it. And I'm going to share with you tonight what we've learned, and it will ultimately be loaded up on my website, because I think when you read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, a lot of people just shake their head and say, oh my God, we're screwed. Oh my God, we're screwed. I can't tell you how many people have that attitude about what's going on today. And as long as you're sitting there in a chair shaking your head saying, oh my God, we're screwed, you're not going to be any help to the rest of us as we try to fight back, as we try to defend ourselves in this quiet war. I did a previous show on RBN where I believe, and it's on my website, I believe I made the case that we are enemies of the state. The state, this thing, it calls itself government. And we discussed, and I put links up on anticorruptionsociety.com to explain that we had documentation to prove that that is our status. The article is on anticorruptionsociety.com on the top of the homepage, called War, Emergency Powers, and Enemies of the State. Now, we have been considered enemies of the state officially since 1933. So it shouldn't probably surprise us that at the first Bilderberg meeting, our enemies got together and developed a strategy for maintaining their power and controlling us. That was in 1954, right? Well, the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars came out in 1979, and in this manual, technical manual they call it, they claim that it's the 25th anniversary of the war that they started against the American people officially in 1954. So it's an important document, and I want to share some thoughts on this, because I do think there's things that we could be doing, things we could be better understanding. I don't think there seems to be an organized resistance that I can find. A lot of chaos out there, a lot of different ideas, a lot of different people doing different things. But as far as an organized resistance, you can call and tell me in the second hour if you think there is one out there. I have not found it. So let's talk about some strategies and see what the listeners think. It wouldn't hurt if we all strategized on how best to defend ourselves in this war, which is ongoing. It's been ongoing since 1933, and it was organized against us in 1954. And once they got the computer, it was accelerated a great deal after that. That's what we're seeing today. So in this piece that we put together, which I'll ultimately upload to the website, Defense Strategies for the Quiet Wars, we defined four defense strategies. Number one, understand the nature of this war. We are the enemies. Strategy number two, know your enemy. Strategy number three, align yourself with humanity, because this is a war against humanity. Number four, engage in your own defense. So let's start with defense strategy number one. Understand the nature of the war. Well, it's hard for me to think that people still can't see that the American population is being bombarded with all kinds of weaponry, all kinds of denigration. So I'm going to list some to explain for those who still think we can put someone else in the White House and things will change, to explain what is ongoing. Government agencies, this corporation called the United States, government agencies, their minions, and those who must abide by their regulations are now being used to slowly genocide the population. And I'm going to be specific. Soldiers are being poisoned with vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and depleted uranium. Our children are being made ill by vaccines, and Big Pharma has no liability for it. Our food has been contaminated with glyphosate and other toxic chemicals. Many of our prescription drugs are contaminated or have serious side effects that doctors ignore. Dentists put mercury amalgam fillings in our mouths that leach out into our system. Our drinking water is laced with poisonous fluoride. The dangerous chemical aspartame is in all chewing gum, as well as diet sodas. So this is ongoing, people. I'm not making this up. You can check each one of these items. You will discover, yes, people have been exposing all of this for many years. We are under attack. So who's doing the attacking? Defense strategy number two is know thy enemy. Okay, and that's where we're going to go through the trivium, to know thy enemy. And let's start with, again, in Silent Weapons, it brings it up on page 34, that if you're going to look at a problem critically, you need to know what, where, why, when, who, and how, and who. So we're going to take that apart. A group of us got together, went through Silent Weapons, stuck completely to their document, and gleaned from this document the answers to these questions. So let's start with what. What? What is a ruthless and silent domestic war being waged against Americans? Goal, to murder or enslave the 99%. On page 4, they admit, it is patently impossible to discuss social engineering or the automation of a society, that is, the engineering of social automation systems, silent weapons, on a national or worldwide scale, without implying extensive objectives of social control and destruction of human life, i.e., slavery and genocide. So they admit it right in Silent Weapons. So the war is being waged against whom? It is being waged against the 99% by the 1% without our knowledge. Decency, morality, and ethical considerations are being ignored, and they admit this on page 4. The solution of today's problems, this is a quote from the guide, the solution of today's problems require an approach which is ruthlessly candid, with no agonizing over religious, moral, or cultural values. The purpose of this war, again, we're talking about what? The purpose of the war is to transfer the wealth and natural energy of America's 99% to the unworthy 1%. And here is another quote from Silent Weapons. Quote, it was decided to privately wage a quiet war against the American public with an ultimate objective of permanently shifting the natural and social energy, parenthesis, wealth, of the undisciplined and irresponsible many into the hands of the self-disciplined, responsible, and worthy few, on page 6. Okay, now come on, folks. The perpetrators of this quiet war have no honor, ethics, or morality, and they admit it. The absence of these qualities make them most certainly the unworthy few. They cannot be trusted, as they are lying to the public, and lying to the public is essential for their success. So, only a savvy, well-informed population will even begin to see what they're doing well enough to be able to stop them. And that's why we're talking about this tonight. Okay, we're still working on the what. They want to use difficult-to-detect weapons, advanced technologies, computers, and etc. They want to use economic manipulation, and I should say not they want to. They have been using economic manipulation. On page 7, they admit, quote, in conclusion, the objective of economic research as conducted by the magnates of capital, banking, and the industries of commodities, goods, and services is the establishment of an economy which is totally predictable and manipulatable. Page 7. Okay, we're still talking about the what? Destroy the family. On page 7, they admit that in order to achieve a totally predictable economy, the low-class elements of society must be brought under total control, i.e., must be housebroken, trained, and assigned a yoke and long-term social duties from a very early age, before they have an opportunity to question the propriety of the matter. In order to achieve such conformity, the lower-class family unit must be disintegrated by a process of increasing preoccupation of the parents. And that, my friends, is people trying to earn enough money to keep a roof over their heads and food on their tables, and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the occupationally orphaned children. Page 7. So this is not an accident that all of our sons and daughters with children have to both work, and so many of our grandchildren end up in daycare. That was the plan. Okay, we're still talking about what? Denigrate the educational system. Okay, on page 7, quote, the quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the mode of ignorance isolating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. I think probably most of the RBN listeners are familiar that our educational system has just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse over the last, 50 years? And now with Common Core, it is at an all-time low. What was so interesting that I did ask my husband when he was in school, was he ever taught the who, what, how, when, where, and why methodology of problem solving? And he said, no, he was not. I asked a whole bunch of people. So I think that this denigration of our intelligence and our education has been going on pretty much most of our life. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Al Whitney. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity. Tonight we're talking about defensive strategies for the quiet war that is being waged on the American population and some would say on the global population. I know that I would disagree with that. It's just that I'm not that familiar. I haven't studied what's happened in other countries, so I tend to let people who live in other countries make their own conclusions, draw their own conclusions, and look at the system that's around them. Okay, so we established the what. What is a ruthless and silent domestic war is being waged against Americans. Okay, so the next is the where. What where? Everywhere via society's institutions. The war is all around us on a daily basis, and thanks to think tanks like the RAND Corporation, it has been perpetuated on us all via our so-called institutions such as banking, education, government, the military, including NASA, media, academia, large corporations, and even the courts. On page 36 of Silent Weapons, they say this, quote, rewriting history and law and subjecting the public to the deviant creation, thus being able to shift their thinking from personal needs to highly fabricated outside priorities. Page 36. So this has been done, and if you've noticed what's on the news, rarely do they talk about the personal problems of the American people, like employment, like finding healthy food to eat. No, we're barraged with all kinds of problems across the globe, particularly the Middle East, and I might add, what happens in the Middle East is as tragic as it is not going to solve the problems that face directly my family and my friends. So to keep me focused on the Middle East, which I can do nothing about, is a distraction. Then in Silent Weapons, they go on to say, quote, experience has proven that the simplest method of securing a silent weapon and gaining control of the public is to keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of the basic system principles on the one hand, while keeping them confused, disorganized, and distracted with matters of no real importance on the other hand. So, this war is being waged all around us while we are distracted so that we won't fight back, basically, so we will acquiesce. So now we're down to why. What is the purpose of this silent weapon against the American people? I bet you almost all RBN listeners can answer this question. immediately, you know, but I'll throw it out there, and I doubt any will disagree. The answer is global domination, and they admit that that's their goal right in the Silent Weapons Technical Manual. On page 7, they say this, quote, "This form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the upper ruling class." Okay? Another quote, "In 1954, it was well recognized by those in positions of authority that it was only a matter of time, only a few decades, before the general public would be able to grasp and upset the cradle of power. For the very elements of the new silent weapon technology were as accessible for a public utopia as they were for providing a private utopia. The issue of primary concern, that of dominance, revolved around the subject of energy sciences." That was from page 6. The next quote, "Since energy is the key to all activity on the face of the earth, it follows in order to maintain a monopoly of energy, raw materials, goods, and services, and to establish a world system of slave labor, it is necessary to have a first strike capability in the field of economics. In order to maintain our position, it is necessary that we have absolute first knowledge of the science of control over all economic factors and the first experience at energy engineering the world economy," from page 11. Stay tuned, we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation our schools and universities, our media, our churches, and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. This is Sal Whitney. We're still talking about defensive strategies for the quiet wars that are being waged against the American people. Okay, the last item on why is, again, a quote from the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars technical manual. Quote, if this rise of the lower classes can be postponed long enough, the elite can achieve energy dominance, and labor by consent no longer will hold a position of an essential energy source. Until such energy dominance is absolutely established, the consent of people to labor and let others handle their affairs must be taken into consideration, since failure to do so could cause the people to interfere in the final transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. Page 38. So they've had to rely on labor by consent. And as they bring in their computers and their automation, their plan is obviously they will no longer need our labor by consent because they will have machines. So as far as I can tell, what is going on right now, jobs are being lost to automation, to robots, and the health of the population is on a continual downhill slide as they denigrate our food, our water, and our medicines. We really need to wake up and start fighting back, at least resisting, which I see, unfortunately, not too many people doing. So the next question to answer is when? The when question isn't that hard. The international bankers took control of the U.S. economy by stealth in 1913 with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. It put a private cabal of international bankers in charge of the U.S. economy. In the same year, they convinced Congress to pass legislation permitting the income tax. Then in 1920, Congress passed the Independent Treasury Act, turning the U.S. Department of Treasury and all of its assets over to the private Federal Reserve. Then in 1933, the United States Federal Corporation was bankrupted. The private Internal Revenue Service was chartered. The American people were declared enemies of the state. Their gold was confiscated. and our legal system was restructured to accommodate the manipulated banking emergency. So this has happened over many years, and the people who are responsible are extremely well organized and well connected. And once they got control of the money, they could sprinkle money on whatever they wanted that served their purposes, not ours. Meanwhile, when they caught control of the media with the Council on Foreign Relations, which I believe was established in 1920, they were able to keep us all in the dark. So most of us are unaware of all these events, including most lawyers are unaware of all these events. So all of this has been done by stealth. I'm going to read another quote from Silent Weapons. 1952, the Rockefeller grant period terminated and a high-level meeting of the elite was held to determine the next phase of social operations research. The Harvard Project had been very fruitful, as is borne out by the publication of some of its results in 1953, suggesting the feasibility of economic social engineering. That's on page 5. And they go on to say, engineered in the last half of the decade of the 1940s, the new quiet war machine stood, so to speak, in sparkling gold-plated hardware on the showroom floor by 1954. This volume, and they're talking about the Silent Weapons volume that we're referring to, that came out in 1979, this volume marks the 25th anniversary of the beginning of the Quiet War. Already this domestic war has had many victories on many fronts throughout the world. That's from page 6. So now we know the when, and it's still ongoing. So let's look closely at the how. How have they done this? A, they've controlled the economy to implement artificially created boom and bust cycles. I think a lot of the RBN listeners are probably aware of that. When they lower the interest rates, people borrow money, they build houses, they buy things, and then they raise the interest rates, and all of a sudden economic growth stops. Some people go bankrupt. This is what happened in the 20s. All of a sudden, everybody was getting rich. They had lots of money. They were investing in the stock market. Then, boom, they dropped the bomb and created the Great Depression. And I hope most RBN listeners realize the Great Depression was not an accident. That was an orchestrated central banking event. They have done it many times in many countries around the world prior to the late 1920s. So they control the economy to implement artificially created boom and bust. How else? They data collect. They collect inputs, information from IRS, information about us and how much money we're spending. If you think about what IRS collects, if you have a business, IRS gets all the details. If you have a family, IRS gets all the details. I mean, when they gave a deduction for a home mortgage, IRS was getting all of this information, and this made it easy for them. Because remember, they control IRS. They are IRS. A lot of people don't realize that. When they took over the Treasury and they created IRS in 1933, the central bankers are IRS. They managed to control compensation, which would be our income and our outputs. And they divert the public's attention away from this economic warfare. The central bankers take control of a nation's currency, then proceed to expand and contract the money supply to create a boom and bust cycle. During the boom cycle, people take out loans, expand their businesses, buy houses. Then the bankers contract the money supply, and the bust cycle begins. The people cannot pay back their debts. The bankers swoop in and buy real estate assets for pennies on the dollar. This has been done by the Rothschild Central Banking Cartel many, many times. The Great Depression was a perfect example In fact, both Charles Dickens and Victor Hugo wrote about the poverty the bankers created in England and France during their artificially created bust cycles. So this is not new. They've been doing this for a long time. But what I found quite interesting in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is they give credit where credit's due. And who is that? The Rothschild family. On page 9, this is what they say. Quote, Mr. Rothschild loaned his promissory notes to individuals and to governments. These would create overconfidence. Then he would make money scarce, tighten control of the system, and collect the collateral through the obligation of contracts. The cycle was then repeated. So this is not new. This family has been doing this for a very long time. Unfortunately, it seems like nobody in Washington saw this happening, or if they did see it, they were bought off, because it's been allowed to go on for more than 100 years. And it's tragic. I mean, I have watched this. I've watched families do well, lose their job, lose their homes. This whole subprime mortgage nightmare was intentional. I remember when it occurred. I remember at one time I spent several years selling real estate, and I was trained in how to qualify people for mortgages. So we were not selling homes to peoples who did not qualify. We had our little charts, and the bank had their charts. Everybody had their qualification charts. And then all of a sudden, out the window that went, and people were getting loans that had no ability to pay them back. And many hundreds, millions of people got into debt because of this easy money that the bankers made available by policy. Millions of people got into debt, lost everything, lost their home. And to make it even more tragic, before the crash of 2008, when the economy crashed because of the subprime meltdown, the bankers managed to get Congress to pass legislation, and we did a show about that, called the Prevention of Bankruptcy Abuse. That they passed in 2005. So first they closed the door on bankruptcy relief. Okay, well, they're creating this monster, this housing bubble. And then when the housing bubble crashes, it is almost impossible for the people to get relief from bankruptcy. And again, what can I say? By design. So that leaves us with the last one. I believe it's the last one. Yes, and that is the Who. And we talked a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Who. Who's done this? Who is responsible? I bet you most RBN listeners could answer that question. Because I think almost all the hosts talk about this. Michael Rivera did a wonderful thing on All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. Deanna Spangola talks about the international bankers all the time. So, but just to remind everyone, who is the Who? The Who, who's doing this to America and other countries around the world, are those that thrive on usury, to include the international banking cartel, which includes the Federal Reserve, the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements, and the World Bank. And they are all creatures of the House of Rothschild. Here's another quote. Immediately, the Rockefeller Foundation got in on the ground floor by making a four-year grant to Harvard College, funding the Harvard Economic Research Project for the study of the structure of the American economy. 1 year later, in 1949, the United States Air Force joined in. Then in 1952, the grant period terminated, and a high-level meeting of the elite was to determine the next phase of the social operation research. The Harvard Project had been very fruitful, and is borne out by the publication of some of its results. On page 40, here's what they admit in Silent Weapons. Politicians hold many quasi-military jobs, the lowest being the police, which are soldiers, the attorneys and CPAs next, who are spies and saboteurs, licensed, and the judges who shout orders and run the closed union military shop for whatever the market will bear. The generals are industrialists. The presidential level of commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers. And that admission is on page 40. So we have pretty much identified the problem. And we've done so, I believe, in a very logical methodology using their own admission called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I do not believe, in fact, it says in the manual that it would be a problem for them if this information came out in the public. I don't know how Bill Cooper got a copy of it. When you look online, they claim that this copy was discovered at a garage sale in a copy machine. And I don't know the truth about that. And then they say on the Lawful Path website, which is where I first located this document, that another booklet showed up with the illustration. So I'm not sure, you know, Bill Cooper, may he rest in peace, is not around to ask questions about if anyone knows or has read that book. I have not read Behold a Pale Horse. He may explain in that book how he got a hold of this, actually, this horrible document, but it gives us the information we need. We need to be aware that we are being victims. We have an enemy who is attacking us and our families and our friends. So the next thing we want to talk about is how do we fight back? And we decided the first defensive strategy, which would be number three for fighting back, would be to align ourselves with our humanity. I think that's important because I think what the media is doing, what politicians are doing, what I see people even doing to ourselves is denigrating humanity, blaming humanity for this mess that humanity did not create. It is not that we were stupid. It was not that we were reckless or careless. When you read Silent Weapons, you realize this was all done by stealth. Very, very difficult for any of us to see it. We were way too close to it, and we were the victims. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly. Did I not hear the music, Ken? Ken? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard the music. Okay, well, we're going to talk about aligning ourselves with humanity when we come back. And the first step in doing that is recognizing who we really are and why we are worth saving. And I'm so happy about that one because I feel enthused about why we're worth saving. And I wrote about it on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you haven't gone there to read In Defense of Humanity, which is a tab at the top of the homepage, if you haven't read it, I recommend you do. I think you're going to agree with my arguments of why we are so devastated.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Whitney, you're listening to In Defense of Humanity. This is the second hour, and we've been talking about defensive strategies for the quiet war that is being waged against the American people. We were discussing how we could align ourselves with humanity. I did recommend the page I have on my website, and briefly I will say I think humanity is wondrous. I mean, our sense of humor is amazing. Our potential for love is unlimited. We can love many, many things. We can love many people. We can love animals. We can love hobbies. We can love music. Unlimited capacity for love. And creativity, we are extremely creative. My mom used to say, what did she say? Something, the invention was the... Oh, I'm trying to think what she used to say. Necessity was the mother of invention. That was it. And You know, it's true. You know, when you need something, we can sit down and look around our room or look around our house and look around our friends and find solutions that we create ourselves. So I do want to just put something fun and funny in the show here. Again, why humanity is worth saving. If you haven't heard this, you're going to love it. If you have, I think you'll enjoy hearing it again. This is The Mom Song by Anita Renfro. Let's hear that one, Ken. Are we ready?
Get up now, get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tough. Remember, the orthodontist will be seeing you at 3-2-1. Don't forget, your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel, choose lovely, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful. Come back here. Did you wash behind your ears? Play outside. Don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite. Make a friend. Don't forget to share. Work it out. Wait your turn. Never take a dare. Get along. Don't make me come down there. Clean your room. Fold your clothes. Put your stuff away. Make a bed. Do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Answer the phone. Get off the phone. Don't sit so close. Turn it down. No texting at the table. No more computer time tonight. Your iPod's my iPod. If you don't listen up, where you going? You're coming home, saying thank you, please, excuse me, makes you welcome everywhere you roam. You'll appreciate my wisdom someday when you're older and you're grown. Can't wait till you have a couple little children of your own. You'll thank me for the counsel I gave you so willingly, but right now I thank you not to roll your eyes at me. Close your mouth when you chew, we'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two, of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A, get a door, don't be smart with me. Get a grip, get in here, I'll count two, three. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get a go. So I don't care if you started, you're grounded until you're 36. Get your story straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. And if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? If I've said it once, I've said at least 1,000 times before that you're too old to act this way. It must be your father's DNA. Look at me when I am talking, stand up straighter when you walk a place for everything and everything.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.